The following is a conversation between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the poet Allen Ginsberg, recorded on May 13, 1969, in Columbus, Ohio.
So, Krishna lover is also another kind of lunatic of poet.
Except that it would mean concentrating all my consciousness on the one single image of Krishna.
Not image.
Or the one single thought or name or feeling or awareness.
So that we have got varieties of duties. It's that we are. You are seeing on the world, they're all identities. Mm-hmm. All identities. Similarly, everywhere, they're all identities. And Krishna. We want extra time to work for Krishna. The 24 hours is not sufficient for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Then we shall see that we are sleeping, wasting time. Goswamis, they used to sleep for 1.5 hour only. That also sometimes for what?
To dream.
No, they are all religious. Volumes of books they have written. But there is no writing, chanting, dancing, talking, like engagement. That we have been taught by Arjuna Maharaj. 24 hours engagement with Krishna. So Maya has no scope to enter in our mind. She always remains as her very fire I cannot touch. Bhakti Mukhita Bhakti Sai Sritara Jadi Bhagavan Shah Daivena Falati Dibba Kishora Murti Mukti Mukhita Anjali Sevati Atma. Vrindavana Thakur, a great devotee, he executed devotional service for 700 years. He did for 700 years in Vrindavan. And that picture you have seen, Surdas.
Surdas, the poet.
Yes. He is known as Surdas.
Teacher of Tulsi. Das or student of Tulsidas.
He may be different. Vrindavan Thakur, he was also blind. He made himself blind. You know the story of Vrindavan? Vrindavan Thakur, in his previous life, he elevated himself to the loving state of Krishna. Not exactly, just previous, bhava, it's called bhava, ecstasy. But somehow or other, he could not finish. So according to the instruction of Bhagavad Gita, he was given birth to a nice Brahmin family. You can call that Bengali lady. You can hear. So, very rich. Suchinam Simhotam Jehe. Rich family, at the same time Brahmin family. But richness generally sometimes led down to wine or wine in intoxication. So by bad company he became woman hunter, prostitute hunter. He was too much addicted to one woman, Chintamani. His father died and he did not marry. That in your country it is called girlfriend and in our country it is called prostitute. So he was that about that prostitute, Chintamani. So he was performing the rituals but he was thinking of his girlfriend, Chintamani, when I shall go there. Vrindavan Thakur?
Yes.
So he asked his servants, oh, give me some food and some gold for the Chintamani. So anyway, he performed. He did not perform, his mind was there. He took some nice food salad. When he went, There was a big river and it was raining heavily. And the river was flooded. So he thought, how shall I go? The other side. So dead body was floating. So he thought it is a log. So he took the help of the log and went the other side. And it was heavily raining. And then when he reached the Chintamani's home, he saw the door is locked already, blocked. So, and he jumped over the wall, and taking the tail of a serpent, and when he reached inside, he locked the door, and Chintamani was astonished. How did you come? So heavily raining, if I had to cross the river. He said everything that, I cannot stay without it. He was very much increasing. How did you come? How did you jump over this wall? And so he saw everything. So there was a big snake hanging. So he thought it was rope and just. And then when he went to the river side, he thought that was a dead body.
Mm-hmm.
So, at that time, Chintamani thought, oh, this man so much addicted to me. So, she told, oh, this much attraction, if you would have with Krishna, how nice your life would have been. So, immediately kept his senses. Because he was lifted to that position in his previous life. So immediately left and was going alone to Vrindavan. And on the way, she saw another beautiful woman. So his business was to be attracted by woman. So he again got attracted. So he was falling. So this woman, after entering, she told her husband, "You see, this man is falling for a distant place." So he asked him, "Come on, he saw you, nice gentleman, he was a rich man, brown. What is it?" He said, "Many, I've been attracted by your wife, by the beauty of your wife." "All right, come on." And he said, "You can enjoy my wife, you are Brahmin, you are." So he was received well. And at night when he was given place, then he asked that woman, "Mother, will you give me your hairpin?" He took the hairpin and pushed in the eyes. So the eyes are my enemy. Since then he became blind. And in that blindness he was worshipping Krishna. And Krishna was coming to him and he would not touch, still seeing dance. And in supplying me, cannot throw away. So, this Vilamangal Thakur wrote one book, Krishna Pandam. It's very valuable. That is, very high estimate of Lord Chaitanya.
What century is that?
It is 700 years. Huh? Yes.
14th.
Yes,
the build up. How do you pronounce his
name? No, 14th century is not Vilamangal.
No.
Vilamangal Thakur,
Dilba Mangal. No, that's not the name.
Yes. You know, there are many poets. He was a great poet. If you read this Krishna Kamram, it's a poetry. In fine.
Vaishnava.
Vidyapati Chandidas.
Jayadev.
Jayadev is a great person. There are many nice poets.
I know some of the Bhagavad poetry.
He just tried to read this, Narthandas Thakur, especially. Narthandas Thakur.
Narthandas.
Then in Bengal.
Narthandas.
That song you are hearing last night, Nitai Pada Kamala, that is Narthandas Thakur. For the Vaishnava to become poet is another quality.
Yes.
Vaishnava has 26 qualities.
And one of them is to become poet also.
Poet. He must be poet. All the Vaishnavas, they are poet.
Because they are so deep in love with
God. Yes. Poetry comes out, deep love
will come in. Is that published
somewhere? Yes. Maybe, yes.
Qualifications of devotee. One, kind to everyone. Two, does not quarrel with anyone. Three, fixed in the absolute truth. Four, equal to everyone. Five, faultless. Six, charitable. Seven, mild. 8. Clean. 9. Simple. 10. Benevolent. 11. Peaceful. 12. Completely attached to Krishna. 13. No material hankering. 14. Meek. 15. Steady. 16. Self-controlled. 17. Does not eat more than required. 18. Sane. 19. Respectful.
Loving sin.
20, humble. 21, grave. 22, compassionate. 23, friendly. 24, poetic. 25,
wait,
expert.
And
25, expert. And 26, silent.
Whose list is that? Is that an old list? Or have you made that up for young Americans?
Yes. No, these are certain forms of the list.
Oh, they should have to understand.
Yeah, this is the test whether you are becoming a Krishna conscious or not. You have to test yourself whether you are developing this quality.
Mm-hmm.
This is for testing.
No, I'm slowly developing all qualities of sanity.
Insanity for seeking Krishna, that is required. Yeah. Unless you become insane after Krishna, just like Lord Chaitanya began. Yes. He was believed to become insane after Krishna.
Is Kabir in the Vaishnava tradition?
Huh?
Is Kabir in the Vaishnava tradition?
He is mystic.
What tradition is he in, actually?
He's impersonalist on the whole. He's impersonal, it's a whole, and he has got some Vaishnava thought, that's all. Parvati thoughts. Parvati thoughts.
So who is the most perfect of the Vaishnava poets? It'll be Mira.
Mira was a devotee, he was a Vaishnava.
But devotee means Vaishnava.
She was Mira, Krishna devotee. Her songs are called.
Have you used her songs here at all?
Yes, in India it is very popular.
Yeah.
Mostly they are written in Hindi.
Yeah.
And some of them have been interpolated. But Mira was a devotee. She saw Rupa Goswami, a contemporary. She has written many poetry.
Is that very much of her?
Lord Chaitanya.
But she was a contemporary of Chaitanya?
Yes.
Did they meet?
No. She appreciated that Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, and she has written one poetry song that now you have left aside your flute and you have taken the sannyasi rod. In that way, she has written a poetry. And why did your hair and peacock feather now you have bald headed in this way? Samira appreciated. Her life is also very excellent. Her father gave her a small Krishna doll to play. And she developed love for Krishna as husband. So when she was married, she was prince, daughter of king, and she was married with another prince.
What position does Ananda Mai Ma have now?
She's also impersonal.
She's impersonal.
She's not a devotee.
There was one small.
There are many impersonalists. They take advantage They say Chaitanya's path as Shankar's moth, that follow the principle of Chaitanya, but ultimately take the conclusion of Shankar. That means
Shiva.
Shankaracharya.
Uh-huh. What was the conclusion of Shankaracharya?
Shankaracharya's conclusion was to defeat Buddhism. They do not know it, but actually, when there was too much animal killing, and people became almost a feast under the shadow of Vedic rituals, Lord Buddha appeared. He wanted to stop men from the sinful activities of killing unnecessarily, under the plea of Vedas. So he invented the Ahimsa, non-violence. Mm-hmm. And because people will give evidence, so in the Vedas there is, they are not following actually the Vedic rituals, but just like crooked lawyers take the advantage of law books. Similarly, therefore Lord Buddha said, I do not follow Vedic rituals. I have nothing to do with Vedas. It is my own formula. So Jayadeva has written one prayer, because Vaishnavas can understand how God is playing. So he writes, Nindasi jagga vidhiraha suti jatam. My dear Lord, now we have appeared as Lord Buddha, you are decrying the Vedic rituals. Suti jatam. Suti jatam means Vedic. Why? Sadaya vidaya dar sitapasudhav. You have so much compassion to see poor animals being killed unnecessarily. Keshava Gruta Buddha Sariva Jaya Jagadish. All glories to Jagadish. You have now assumed the form of Lord Buddha and you are playing in the stand. So Lord Buddha is accepted as incarnation of Krishna. Bhagavata also, it is stated, is accepted as the 10th incarnation.
Uh-huh. Yes. Who is 9?
9 was Baladev. Baladev, Krishna's elder brother.
Uh-huh.
Balarama.
Then Buddha is one possible 10th.
Not 10, and Buddha is 9. Yes. Buddha is 9, Baladev is 8.
Uh-huh.
And the 10th is awaiting.
Kalki.
Kalki.
Yeah. Now, what is Kalki's nature?
Kalki's nature, and that is described in Bhagavad. He becomes just like a prince, royal race. He's so, and on horseback, simply killing, no preaching. All rascals kill, no preaching. There is no brain to understand what he's on.
There will be no brain to understand.
They will be so dull.
Yeah.
So dull.
Yeah.
It requires brain to understand. They're just like Bhagavad Gita said, that evam prasanna manas, fully joyful. Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga, the practice of Bhakti Yoga. Evam prasanna manaso Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga tha mukta sangas, and freed from all material contamination. He can understand God. Beauty, God is a cheap thing, everyone will understand. Because you do not understand, they present something nonsense. God is like this, God is like that, God is like that. And when God Himself comes and says, here I am, Krishna, they don't accept it. They create their own God.
So Kalki comes at the end of the Kali Yuga?
Yes.
I mean, is Kalki connected with the Kali Yuga cycle? Mm.
Yes, Kalki, yes.
So he would come at the end of Kali Yuga,
yes,
to end the Yuga.
Then Satya Yuga will begin.
Then what begins?
Satya Yuga.
Which is?
Satya past.
Satya.
Yes, Satya. People will be past, truthful, long living,
Are those people that remain, or whatever new creation comes out of the
discussion? Some of them will remain. Some of them, it will not completely extinguish. Some of them will remain. Fires. Paritrana, Sarvana, Minasa, Duskrita. All miscreants will be killed. And out of them, there must be some fire. They,
do you think of this in terms of a historical event that will occur in the lifetime of your disciples?
No. This will happen at least 400,000 years after. At least. So by that time...
Down for 400,000 years?
Yes. So at that time my disciples will be with Krishna. And those who will not follow them, they will see the fun. How they will be
400,000 years. Will people be still chanting Hare Krishna in 400,000 years?
No. Hare Krishna will finish within 10,000 years. There is no more Hare Krishna.
So what will be left?
Nothing. Left.
After 10,000 years.
Left will be, I will kill you and eat you. Yes. I will kill you and you shall eat me. That will be left.
After 10,000 years?
Yes. There will be no grain, no milk, yes. No sugar, no fruit. So I have to eat you and you have to eat me. Full facility for meat eating. Krishna is very kind. He'll give facility all life, 5,000 cats. He'll take your own son. Eat nicely. Just like fat friends. Next, they eat their own offspring, tigers. So this is life.
Kala eats, sir.
And there will be no brain to understand, no preacher, nothing else. Go down. And then Krishna will come. All right. Let me kill you so that you are saved.
You see it as actually a historical thing of 10,000 years for the chanting of, the diminishing chanting of...
Yes, Jesus.
Well then, do you think more people will chant Hare Krishna or fewer?
More people. Now it will increase.
Until?
After 10,000 years.
And then?
Then be
so what is the purpose of right now in a world in
people will take advantage of this up to 10,000 years. Then they
so this is like the last rope.
The
last gasp.
So as soon as we get to shelter out Krishna consciousness.
Well then, according to Vedic theory, when did this yuga begin? According to this Vedic theory, or this is Shastra.
Yes.
When did this yuga...
Begin from this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
He's
500 years ago. And he continued on that.
The Kali Yuga.
Kali Yuga began 5,000 years ago.
Began 5,000 years ago.
And so this wave within Kali Yuga, in which Hare Krishna increases and then diminishes, is about 10,000 years, and that began 500 years ago.
Kali Yuga, the duration of life of Kali Yuga is 432,000 of years. Out of that, we have passed 5,000 years. There is balance 427,000 of years. Out of that 10,000 years is nothing.
Where is all this, the division within this?
Vedic literature.
Bhagavad Purana. Has the detailed analysis of what goes on within the Kali Yuga.
Yes. I read it sometimes.
There are translations of that. There are some translations of that.
In the 12th canto. The Kali Yuga descriptions are there.
12th canto.
And you'll find that all the descriptions are coming to the truth. Just like there is one statement, Sikarami Vayudvaya. Marriage will be performed simply by agreement. And that is in the. Lavanam Kesa Dharana. People will think that he has become very beautiful by keeping bunch of hair. That is coming to me. Neither is it. All things are there. Bhagavad Gita.
Well, now, in the Bhagavad Puran, is there also provision for the Chaitanya?
Oh, yes. Skull? Oh, yes. Krishna Bhagavan Sahakrishna. We have given that in that book.
Uh-huh.
Our teachings are like Chaitanya. The first quotation there.
So it's on this quotation from Bhagavad Puran that Chaitanya built his system?
No, no. That is a program already presented. And he came to execute the program. Just like our meeting is already programmed. I come and execute it. That's all.
Yeah.
That was previous. Here it is. In the Kali Yuga, the Supreme Lord comes as one who always chants the holy name of Sri Krishna, who is Sri Krishna himself, whose complexion is pure. Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 5th chapter, 32 verse.
Yes, yeah.
So we have accepted Lord Chaitanya as Krishna, not fanatically. There are evidences in Mahabharata, in Upanishads, in Purans, in Bhagava, in all many scriptures.
So then, within this period of 10,000 years, only those who hear Krishna's name.
Yes.
And worship Krishna by chanting.
Kripanadeva Krishna sa mukta sangha param bhajan.
Chanting.
It is also stated in Srimad Bhagavatam.
So only those who practice Krishna chanting can
immediately liberate and go back to home, back to God.
And everybody else gets involved deeper and deeper in the yoga.
Yeah. So if anyone believes in this heart, so they should get to Krishna. That is intelligent. To take advantage of upright scriptures. You will find in Bhagavad Gita history of Chandragupta and Javans will become king, then English accusation, Mayavian accusation, right? Buddha appearance. Kikiteshu Bhavishyati. Kikiteshu means in the Bihar province in India. Bhavishyati. Because Bhagavad Puran was written 5,000 years ago. A Lord Buddha appeared about 2,600 years ago. So therefore it is stated Bhavishyati. In future, just in the beginning of Kali Yuga, Lord will appear as Buddha. His mother's name will be Anjana. And his business will be to cheat the atheist.
To cheat the atheist.
Sanmahaya Surat Visham. Surat Visham means atheist. Surat. Surat Visham. Then those are envious of large devotees. That means atheist. So, to builder. What is that builder? Building? Big. And they become so much absorbed in this animal killing. They forgot everything about God. So they say, what is God? They don't know. Lord Buddha says, yes, there is no God. Lord Shiva says, there is no God. Why? There is no God. But what I say, you follow. Yes, that's Allah. But he's God. He did not cheat.
Well, yes, except that he, you know, claims not to, to be neither God nor not God.
Eh? But he never said that I am God. He said there is no God.
Yeah. No, he doesn't say there's no God either. He says
that's it anyway.
All conceptions of the existence of the self, as well as all conceptions of the non-existence of the self, as well as all conceptions of the existence of the Supreme Self, as well as all conceptions of the non-existence of the Supreme Self, are equally arbitrary, being only conceptions.
Yes, that is
the Diamond Sutra.
That is the generality of words. So, principle of that they did not believe in God. So, still the Buddhists said, you don't believe in God. So, but they are worshipping God. Lord Buddha, there are so many temples. In the same way as we worship. So, this is transcendental cheating.
Transcendental cheating.
Just like sometimes father has to cheat his child. That is not cheating. That is welfare. But apparently it likes cheating. The child is insistent at some point, yes, you are all right. I can do this, like this. Yeah, you're a very good person. Like that. But Vaishnava, and Vaishnava Vitarsa, and Vedic Vitarsa is God. Godless worshipping God in a different way. If there is nothing, why is it worship Buddha?
Strictly speaking, one does not worship Buddha.
Oh, yes. There are many big temples in Burma and Japan.
But the practice in the temples is
that is a little different, that's all. But the temple worship, God worship is there.
In Zen Buddhism and in...
That is later invention. Originally, Lord Buddha, the statue of Lord Buddha worshipped all of
them. Originally there was no Buddha, there was a wheel for the doctrine, for the Dharma. There was a wheel, and then for a parasol.
You see from historical, archaeological evidence.
Then when the Europeans came, to India.
Not historical, Europeans.
Yeah, then they made a statue of a human face Buddha.
No, Buddha's temple was not before the European came.
No, and what is that?
No,
Buddha,
the yoga posture.
Yeah.
Very old. Because I saw the date posture of Lord Buddha when he died in a little village. And I saw Buddha 20 feet long, gold of Buddha statue, just the way he lied when he died. But in one pose, exactly, that's 22 feet he was long. And it was made just after his death.
So what I had understood is that, like the Jews and the Muslims, the original first few centuries of Buddhist meditation made use of a wheel for the Dharma, or a parasol, or a bow tree as the image of Buddha, as a sanctuary.
So long Buddha was the
But
after that, when Buddha died, they started making
this statue. Yes, that is the archaeological evidence. Archaeological evidence is the Buddha statue of
the museum at Mathura, I think, has the earliest human statues of Buddha.
Which are from the Buddha's time, probably the Vigra Elot, the Buddhist Elot, and they have many temples.
The Buddha is worshipped by the statue, that is historical. And there are many temples in Burma, China, Japan, Buddhist center. But this Buddhist temple began not exactly after Buddha's disappearance.
Yes, much later.
At least after 1,000 years.
Yes.
That is a fact.
Yes, it's much later.
Yes, much later. Because when Buddhism was driven out of India, then in Japan, China, Burma, the Buddhist flourished. That is almost after 1,000 years. Otherwise, whole India was Buddhist. Whole India. Sometimes the Jagannath temple, they interpret actually it is not. They say that is also Buddhist.
Which?
Jagannath temple.
I think I told you, had darshan with Jagannath.
Yeah, oh, he had.
Yes, I got inside the temple. I was silent. and make believe I was a madman. I had long hair, and I had pajamas, white khadi clothes.
Yes, like some panjabi.
Yes, so I went inside.
Yeah, exactly.
And when anybody came to ask me anything, because I was afraid of opening my mouth.
There is no enemy of a dumb.
Yes. So I just kept my mouth closed and got down on my knees and touched their feet. So they all thought that I was crazy, so they kept away from me. So I got inside.
So you have a nice view of Jagannath?
Yes.
I had a nice view.
It was very beautiful. Well, I was there about, with Peter also, about a week.
Oh. Yeah. So you saw one son several times.
Yeah, well, one time.
And then, now, Jagannath.
I was afraid to go in and out many times. Yeah. So I figured I did it, I got away with it once, and I didn't want to.
But that Aquarian gospel, isn't that the Lord Jesus Christ lived in the temple?
I'm going to it. Jesus Christ was there.
He was hidden thing with the priest. One priest was very friendly.
With double thing.
Yes. And he was discussing philosophical talks.
So according to the Aquarian Gospel, Christ was in Jagannath. Mm.
Yes.
Puri.
Yes. And he saw Rathajatra. And there is name of Krishna.
Rathajatra.
We are performing in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. So Lord Jesus Christ, huh?
We went to Mathura also.
Hmm?
We went to Mathura.
Ah, Mathura, yes.
For several days. Vrindavan for about a week.
And you stayed there, Vrindavan?
Yeah, about a week.
Oh. You have seen it now nicely.
Well, we went from one temple to another, sang, sat by the river, went to the little garden where the tree is. And met the two bhakti devotees, the one I mentioned, Sri Mata Krishnaji and Banki Bihari.
Banki Bihari?
Yeah, they translate from Mirabai.
English.
So into English. Good translations. They were published in the Bhakti Avidya Bhavan series. In that series, they have four or five books.
They have five books. They have
one Sufis, Yogis, Saints. Oh, it's like Mukteshvara. And then another of Mira, two volumes of Mira, with a life of Mira.
Mm-hmm.
And then one on the Kumbh Mela. A book on Kumbh.
They're good scholars.
Yeah, good scholars. They know Blake also. They know English and.
Mataji?
Sri Mata Krishnaji.
Mathura, I think this Mataji is
in the.
In
the Vrindavan.
In which year have you been in Vrindavan?
Which year?
Yeah.
1962.
Oh, at that time I was there.
We probably passed on the street. You were there then?
Yes. I left Vrindavan in 1965.
So.
From 1956. And I was there.
I would like to go and live there for a while today. I liked it when I was there. It would be a good place to live.
You going next year?
I think pretty soon I'm going to be going back. I have to stabilize the farm I'm on.
Good luck.